Some of the vortex here in Washington involves you. I don't have to tell you that the recent announcement on the NAFTA renegotiations and the agreement to reestablish U.S.-China beef trade represents certainly good news. I've heard from virtually all farm stakeholder groups about the importance of NAFTA and the need to preserve the benefits currently enjoyed by the agriculture sector as NAFTA is renegotiated. I remember going around the big first district when I was in the House of Representatives and I was the ranking member and Kika de la Garza was chairman. Then it flipped. And Kika would take me down to Texas and Florida and say, this guy's for NAFTA. Those were areas that weren't too excited about NAFTA. And I would just tell you that about every trade bill I've been involved in, it's usually oversold and it's always over-criticized. But there's always a sweet spot, and that is absolutely vital to all of us here in this room. And finally, we have on board in the good news category Sonny Perdue, who I swear to goodness has been the most active secretary in these first 3 or 4 weeks of anybody that I've ever seen. He was sworn in just in time to play a very critical role in convincing President Trump not to withdraw completely from NAFTA. Not an easy chore. He had the backing, by the way, of Secretary of State Tillerson and Wilbur Ross, our Commerce Secretary. And I know that for a fact because I was sort of involved in that. And then also Bob Lighthizer, who is our new trade representative. Bob worked for Bob Dole for 15 years. I know Bob Lighthizer. I said, you've got to be a champion for agriculture, Bob.